have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Well, 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 good evening and welcome to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wright on Elation Radio. Thank you so much for joining us on today. We are excited. It's another day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I just greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the reason for the season. Let me say it again. He's the reason for our everyday, our on-time, everyday reason why we worship and praise him. I welcome you to the Just For You podcast. Listen, God is good. He's amazingly good, and he's good to you, and he's good to me. I want to say a shout out to all of you, the listeners. Now listen, we know this season is one that everybody's going and buying gifts and doing things, but I want to remind you, don't do Christmas without Christ. I welcome you and greet you. I want you to know we appreciate your presence. We appreciate you whether you're on the live or on the replay. Thank you for joining us. We have all made it to another year in. We're in the month of December, and we don't take it lightly. I send a shout-out to our visionary and CEO, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. We love you, we love you, we love you, and your family, our Elation family as well. I send a shout-out to all of you that are listening and my husband, Pastor Donald Wright, Jr. Thank God for him in my life, and I thank God that the Lord, the one that created us, the one that makes all things possible, is our guest of honor, and we welcome him in and let him have his divine will and way. So on today, if you will be so kind to meet me in prayer. Before we begin, we'd like to talk to the Lord about what he wants to do, how he wants to do it, and what he wants to say. Please join me in a word of prayer. Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, we hallow your name. We come before you thanking you and praising you for all things, which none could be possible without you. We believe in your mercy. We believe in your grace. We thank you for an hour such as this. We thank you for Elation Radio and Dr. Kimmy Robinson. We ask that you bless her and the works of her hands. We ask that you open doors and close doors. We ask that you move by your power. Give us wisdom. Give us understanding. Give us what you want, how you want it in this podcast. Thank you, every listener. Take care of their needs. Some need you for physical things. Others need you for spiritual things. Whatever the needs are, we trust you and thank you in advance. We ask you to come in. Have your divine will and way. Bless every listener. Bless all that will go forth. Have your divine will and way show up and show out. And we thank you in advance for a word from you. Thank you that you hear and that you're watching over each and every one of us. And we thank you for the power of love. Now, Lord, we ask that you forgive us of our sins, and we forgive others in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Now, listen, I'm so excited on today. God has been so good to each and every one of us. Can I just backtrack to you? Do you realize when you got up and you were able to breathe and you were able to move and you were able to do whatever you've done, even up until this point, you have been blessed. Hallelujah. I want us to stay focused on that right there, that whatever we have, however we have it, we are blessed. Amen. I don't want us caught up in this material world that helps us to believe in the things that they show us, that those are the blessings of the Lord. The blessings of the Lord make it rich and addeth no sorrow to it. Rich isn't just physical things. It is your health. It is your strength. It is your breath. It is your faith in God that will keep you blessed. Amen. So let's dive into the Word of God. I want to go on. If before this is your first time listening in to the Just For You podcast, I want to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategy to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, that will inspire and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. I want you to grab your Bibles. Those of you that may use your physical Bibles, maybe you're using your tablet, maybe you're using your phone, whatever method you use to study the Word of God, I want you to grab it at this time. We are going to be studying from John 7. There's a lot to be said, a lot to be read, and we want God to get the glory. Amen. It is an important message on today, and the message is, Jesus, where are you? Hallelujah. Jesus, where are you? We're going to be beginning at the first verse, and it reads as such. After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Jewry, because the Jews sought to kill him. Now the Jews' feast of tabernacles was at hand. His brethren therefore said unto him, Depart hence and go into Judea, and that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest. For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself to the world. For neither did his brethren believe in him. Then Jesus said unto them, My time is not yet come, but your time always ready. The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it, that the works thereof are evil. Go ye therefore up unto the feast. I go not up yet unto this feast, for my time is not yet full come. Let me stop right here and explain something before we go a little further. Jesus was with the disciples. It is very clear that even amongst his own, he was not liked. He was not loved on. He was not believed in. And he himself knew it was not the hour to go, because there was nothing to prove. I want to say that again. There was nothing for him to prove. 9. When he had said these words unto them, he abode still in Galilee. I'm not going. Lord have mercy. But when his brethren were gone up, then went he also up unto the feast, not openly, but as it were in secret. Then the Jews sought him at the feast and said, Where is he? And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him. For some said, He is a good man. Others said, nay, but he deceiveth the people. Howbeit, no man spake openly of him for fear of the Jews. Now, about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, how knoweth this man letters, having never learned? Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but this, but his that sent me. Hallelujah. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. But he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keepeth the law? Why go ye about to kill me? The people answered and said, thou hast a devil who goeth about to kill thee. Jesus answered and said unto them, I have done one work, and ye all marvel. Moses therefore gave you unto circumcision, but because it is of Moses, but of the fathers, and ye on the Sabbath day circumcise a man. If a man on the Sabbath day receiveth circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken, are ye angry at me because I have made a man every whit whole on the Sabbath day? Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Then said some of them of Jerusalem, is not this he whom they seek to kill? Uh-oh, let me say this about Jesus. Jesus would shake up and tear up some stuff. He showed up and they were looking for him, and yet they didn't even know it was him. He was in the synagogue teaching, and they wanted to know, how did he know what he knows? Let me say this to you as a believer. There are going to come times when you have to speak on behalf of the Lord, speak of his goodness, speak of who he is, that the enemy himself will come to seek and kill you. But I need you to be affirmed today, no matter what comes your way. For God you live, and for God you die. You must not fear what the enemy can do to you. The enemy needs to fear what our God can do to him. So therefore, these Jews, in the legalistic way and mindset they had, sought to destroy him at his very words. But then his wisdom said, you live by a law of a man called Moses, and yet you keep that law, but you want to kill me. Jesus had to make it perfectly clear it was discrimination. It was discrimination in the house. So he sought to set the record straight. Let's hear what he continued to tell them. Then said some of them of Jerusalem, is not this he whom they seek to kill? But lo, he speaketh boldly, and they say nothing unto him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? Howbeit we know this man whence he is, but when Christ cometh, no man knoweth whence he is. Then cried Jesus in the temple as he taught, saying, you both know me, and ye know whence I am, and I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom ye know not. Listen, what he really was saying, you don't even know who I am. You definitely, if you don't know me, you definitely couldn't know my Father. In this world today, people need to understand we serve a God that is real. He is holy. He is true. He's able to do anything but fail. He hears the brokenhearted. He feels the voice in our life. He provides for us. And yet, so many still don't know who he is? Is it because we don't talk about him enough? Is it because they have not sought him? Is it because there is nothing that they see that makes them believe there is a God? I want you to know it's personal. Just as we will find in this service, in this particular passage, all right? He said, but I know him, for I am from him, and he hath sent me. Then they sought to take him, but no man, y'all better hear me, they was bad, but they wasn't that bad. Then no man laid hands on him, because his hour was not yet come. The word is true. There's only so much the enemy can do to the believer before God will himself jump and intercede in. And when the angels that we have operate on our behalf, let me say this to you. The war goes on. And it's not even our war because it's already won. And many of the people believed on him and said, when Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man hath done? The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him. And the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him. Then said Jesus unto them, yet a little while am I with you, and then I go unto him that sent me. Ye shall seek me and shall not find me, and where I am, thither ye cannot come. Then said the Jews among themselves, whither will he go that we shall not find him? Will he go unto the dispersed among the Gentiles and seek the Gentiles and teach the Gentiles? What manner of saying is this that he said, ye shall seek me and shall not find me, and where I am, thither ye cannot come. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, of a truth, this is the prophet. Others said, this is the Christ. But some said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? Have not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem where David was? Let me stop. Does that sound like our world today? When you as a believer talk about who God is, we have so many who refute everything that is said. We have so many who want to believe what they choose to believe. We have so many that don't accept that Jesus is who he is. I want you to know today it's all right. In the end, the truth will speak. And in the end, we shall all see what the truth was. It is my duty and my privilege on today to remind you there is a God. There is a God, an Abba Father that cares for you. He cares for me. He's concerned about what we're concerned about, and he's here to help in every situation. He loves us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, whose name was Jesus. And that those that believe on him shall live and have eternal life. It is a choice. It is a personal decision to receive him in your life. It is our duty and our job to introduce you to a Savior who is the same yesterday, today and forevermore. His ways have not changed. His thought pattern isn't any ways different than when it was in the Bible. The difference is he is glorified now. His body, hallelujah, was returned to its original state of the holy glory that he was in. And I need you to understand, he loves you enough to let you know that he will do great and marvelous things, not because we say it, not because we want it, but because he knows if we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth that he is Lord, he will be glorified. So he wanted them to know, hey, don't touch me yet. I'm not yet glorified. This Jesus you see, the one you want to call the prophet, the one you want to call Christ, the one you want to say that he was deceptive, whatever mindset and frame you're in, he said to them, I'm not yet glorified. In other words, when I am glorified, you shall all know that I walked the earth and it was true. I want you to know on today, we all have a choice to believe and receive that he is Lord. We all have a choice to say that, God, I love you. I receive your word. I trust it. I am standing on it. I'm holding on to it. And I know there is none like you. We all have a choice to say, listen, I need you. I need you like I need my next breath. I need you like I need water. I need you on today like never before. Not just because there's an issue or a problem, but because I can't make it without you. Have you ever lived where there was something going on in your life? And in your life, you tried to figure it out and found that the results were just not fair. Then you called on the name of the Lord, and he showed up, and he showed out, and he showed those around you that he was your God. Listen, he is still the same today as he was on yesterday. He's still the same right now at this hour as he was when he was glorified and ascended up. I want you to know, if you don't have your relationship intact with him, I urge you to get to know him. He said to the Jews, where he's going, they cannot come. And listen, he was really telling them, if you didn't believe me here then, you're not going to believe me when I appear later. Listen, he's saying the same thing to you and I today, that we must believe him in all that he is, all that he's shown us, all that he taught us, that we may be with him when he returns. Why is that essential? Because some people are still yet turning away. Time is of the essence. He may appear in the next moment. He could appear in the next hour. We don't know. But the real question remains is, what do you believe? And whatever you believe is it where you will be with him. I just want to remind you, he knew the hour was not yet come. They knew not to put their hands on him. As much as the enemy is good at talking, because his job is to kill, steal, and destroy. His job is to throw you off. His job is to make you believe a lie. And if we believe it, we get swept away. And when he appears back, we won't know he was him until we see the glory that is shown with him. Listen. I'm going to urge you that if you don't know him in the pardon of your sins, to get to know him, to pour out all before him, admit you didn't know who he was. You need to know him now more than you've ever needed to know him. Lord, I give all over to you. And you will find it's something about releasing guilt. It's something about releasing shame, that it has not any power over you to hold you hostage in any situation. So when you say to God, forgive me, and you share with him what it is you need him to forgive you for, the devil cannot hold you hostage to another thought, another way, unless you engage still and continually in those ways. You better know on today, thank God for process. Thank God for mercy. Thank God for grace, because it's in those things that we're able to get to our perfected selves in him. Because living with him is a process. Living with him is us calling on him in our frailties, in our brokenness, in our wanting to get to know him better, and him loving us enough to say, my child, I love you. It's to say, my child, I'm bringing you to a higher place. Things that you did in the old, in the former, can no longer enter into where I am. This is what he was saying to the Jews. Your legalism cannot come where I am. Your judgment cannot come where I am. All the things that you thought looked right can't come where I am. The only way we make it to him is through the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, our yes. And in Romans 10, 9, and 10, it teaches us to believe in our hearts and confess with our mouth that we may be saved. That is the way we will get to him. So let's finish up and see what needs to be said and done. And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto him, why have ye not brought him? The officers answered, never man spake like this man. Now they confused. Wait a minute. You put out a decree to come get us. Instead of bringing him to us, you turn around and say, you've never heard a man speak like this. Then answered them the Pharisees, are ye also deceived? Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed on him? But this people, who knoweth not the law, are cursed. Nicodemus saith unto them, he that came to Jesus by night, being one of them, doth our law judge any man before it hear? Listen in. I don't know about you, but when someone or something rises up against you, what I love about this passage, here they sought to take a Savior who did nothing to them. But yet the very ones that were working against him began to believe on him. And then the one that was a ruler that came to him in the night found his compassion. He found his love. He found who he really was. So how dare he stand there and not speak up about him? So when he said to them, doth our law judge any man before it hear him and know what he doeth? They answered and said unto him, art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet. And every man went unto his own house. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. What is this passage saying? It's still left up to you. They saw him. They heard him. They got the word. They knew it was real. And yet some still walked away not believing on him. I want you to know it's just like today. Many can go to church. They can look at the television. They can hear it on the radio. Whichever way they hear the word of God. And some will still walk away. May I say to you, he's worth living for. He's worth being in your life. His promises are true. He never makes a promise he doesn't keep. Some people say, oh, well, you know what? I prayed that he would heal this person, and he didn't, and they died. That's because his word is true. The healing may not have taken place on this side. The healing may have taken place on the other side. But he promised that he would not leave us alone, that he would be with us until always. That means he's going with us through to the end. He's going to walk with us. He's going to talk with us. He's going to give us what we need to live. The question is, do we want to live for him? In that, we must understand there is a cost. You may say to me, Pastor Michelle, what is the cost? Well, let me explain something to you. When you say yes to the Lord, you say no to the devil. When you say, yes, I give you my life, that means everything in your life has to begin to line up with the word of God. That means some of the things you used to do, you can't do no more. I want you to know it is a process. You don't just jump saved, but some people have miraculous savings where that moment they get him in their life and they never turn back. For others, it takes time. It takes a lot of time sometimes for them to come to Christ fully. But they gave him their yes, and they're walking through the process. Then there are others that said, yes, I'm running with you all the way. What does that look like? Whether I'm well or not, I'm running with you all the way. Whether I have money or not, I'm running with you all the way. Whether people are with me or not, I'm going with you, Lord, all the way. Whether things look flaky and shaky or everything seems like it's all right, I'm going to serve you that you may be glorified, that you may be lifted up, that when we praise him, all men will become drawn unto him. Are you that somebody? Are you still asking, where is he? Where is Jesus? Are you that person who says, I thought he was real, but you know, I just don't get with that word. It just seems like it ought to be more to it. You know, first of all, he's born to a virgin. I know you've heard it. I've heard it. But guess what? I choose to believe it. And because I believe it, I see the end results of following his word. I found that if his word is true, it manifests in my life. I didn't have to question it. He did what he said he'd do. In the time of sorrow, he will be your joy. When you have and you don't have, he will be able to teach you how to be content in all things. Whatever it is that you need from the Lord, whatever it is that you're crying out from him on today, I'm asking you to lay it all in his hands. And when you lay it all in his hands, you're going to find some peace. You're going to find a place that no man, no woman, no boy, no girl can give you, because only he is God. I want you to know on today, whether you're struggling with something or your world is well, know this, still Jesus. He's still Lord of lords and King of kings. We still have an Abba Father, one that created this world, that cares for us, that created man. And we see that in the Bible, he created the fish of the sea. He created the fowl of the air. He knew what he was doing. Should we doubt him now? I want you to know he's a great God. He's a good God. And he loves you so much. He loves me so much. He will do the impossible in our lives. What is it that you're believing for on today? Can you trust him for it? Have you given him your yes? I'm not talking about the yes that you stand in the church and you shake the preacher's hand and you feel real good. Then you go back to your seat and you forget all about them. Before you can get to your seat, you done pulled out your phone, checking all of your Instagram and social media pages, gave you the peace that you need. The world still pulling on you. I need you to know he comes first. When I pull out my social media, I'm looking and seeking his face on giving a word to somebody to help them to be whole, to help them to be free, to help them to live in him. It is our assignment to draw someone else to the kingdom of God. I count it a privilege and an honor that he would think that he could choose me to do so. See, if we keep it real, he equips us to do his will. I don't care how many degrees you have, we'll never be intelligent enough to supersede this word of God. Every time I read it, I get a new nugget. Every time I hear his voice say to do this or to that, I get joy. I get joy because he's everything we need and more. I'm excited about this word, the word that keeps me from day to day. This word will keep you from day to day. Whatever the enemy means to cause hurt, harm, and destruction in your life, I can prove to you he will defeat him every time. His blood is precious. His blood was shed on Calvary's cross for you and for me. This is why we can't be so lackadaisy singing and saying, Jesus is the reason for the season, yeah, and then give him no real glory. We better make sure when we're singing that song, when we're telling somebody else about him, that we believe it wholeheartedly ourselves. Because the world is designed to make mockery out of the believer. We have seen they will force things in our faith, but we can't speak about the God we serve in boldness and fullness without being blocked off of Facebook, without being told we're doing something wrong somewhere, and yet he still gets the glory. Remember, when you say yes, there is a cost. But I want to assure you, he's with you always. The Bible says, even until the end of the world. So I just want you to remind yourself when you said yes, what you signed up for, what you committed to. And if you walked away, this is the good news. You still have time. Why, he yet may be found. Because can I be real with you? When he appears, it's going to be too late. All the songs you sang, the scriptures you read, the places you went, all of the things you did to glorify his name, and yet never fully had a relationship with him. What does that look like? You remember how when you had a best friend, that best friend would tell you all their secrets, and you would pray with them, and you would hold that secret, and you knew that God would handle it. Shouldn't we be like that with the Lord? When you got a letter in the mail of good news, listen, Lord, I just want to thank you. Before we call that best friend, before we call that husband or wife, before we call that family member, shouldn't he be Lord? And we just take a moment to honor his presence and say thank you. Thank you for our food. Thank you for our shelter. Thank you for our cars. Thank you for all you've afforded us all to have. And thank you when everything ain't what we think it should be, because we yet still have breath. The same breath to glorify him. May we never be like the Jews, who amongst their very own, they knew him not. May we never be like the Jews, to be so smart-mouthed and legalistic that we never understood the fullness of his word. May we find ourselves studying to show ourselves approved, workmen that needed not be ashamed. This is my prayer for us on today. I want to do all I can to glorify his name, that he can look in the earth and say, that's my daughter. He will never have to doubt if I'll step up to the plate and tell somebody that he is Lord. May that be your testimony on today, that he can count on you to let someone else know that he is Lord. Again, I say, if you don't know him in the pardon of your sins, you yet have time to ask him to come into your heart, to forgive you of all your sins, to help you to grow in this gospel, to connect you with the right leaders and place where you will be able to grow and show yourself approved, that you won't be a workman that needed to be ashamed. I want you to know on today, not only does he love you, but he is for you. And if you accept he is for you, we must be for him as well. I pray this week's exhortation has caused you to think about your relationship with him. And can I say this, that the gift that it will be the most important gift will not be the one under the tree. Perhaps it's you, perhaps it's me, giving him more of us that he can be glorified the more. That this gift called life will manifest the harvest called souls, that he can see in the earth who truly loved him, who truly followed him, and who truly made him their own. I'm excited about it, and I pray you will be excited about this word too. Well, I want to share with you, there is more to come. He is up to something great right now, and we're looking forward to celebrating him throughout the rest of this year. I don't count it lightly that we're all still here. I know of many people, including my family members, that have gone on. We're here to still yet say, hallelujah, glory to your name. You're worthy, of all the praise. You're worthy, God, and we give you glory. We thank you for everything you've done for us, everything you're doing for us, everything you're getting ready to do for us. We say thank you, and we bow in humble adoration to your holy name. We recognize there's no one that can take your place. We thank you for covering us in all times, not just in the good times, but Lord, when we go through, Lord, when we're hurting, Lord, when we're sick, you've been there through it all. And we just want you to know, we thank you. We love you. We honor you. We appreciate you. And we want you to know it from the depth of our heart, because you're worthy to be praised. I don't apologize for worshiping him, because he's that good to me. He's that good to my husband. He's that good to our family. And even on today, we celebrate our father-in-law who's gone on to be with the Lord. And it's still all right. It's still good to know that we know who Jesus, our God, we know who Jesus is. It's something you want to leave your children with. You don't want to leave this earth and they don't know him. And you served him all your life. May the love of the Father and the anointing of his presence keep your family, keep my family through it all, that the fruit will last and it will remain, and that it'll be a sweet smelling savor in his nostrils. That's what we should pray for our family. Not just generational wealth. See, that money gonna come and that money gonna go. But if you give your children, give your grandchildren, give your great-grands, give your great-great-grands Jesus, they'll be able to make it if you ain't around. They'll be able to talk about how he kept them and how he does for them. And it'll be their testimony too. That's my prayer for my family. Not just wealth, not just doing things in this life. It is that they know him and in the power of his suffering, to know him, that he is excellence and he is royalty and he is majestic. And we bow ourselves to him. We honor him for who he is and what he does in our lives. And that we be living examples, that they don't have to wonder if he's real. They can see it because we live it. My God, today, that's my prayer for all families when we talk about giving them something, leaving them something, that be the richest gift that we can give them. My Lord, today, I'm trying to close out, but my heart is full knowing he loves us so much that what he's given us, we can give it away to somebody else. There's some senior, some person, some family who may be struggling, don't know if they can make it through this season. It is your duty, my duty, to let them know. Yes, you can. He loves you, and so do we. My God, today, that is our prayer. Through this holiday season, through this holiday season, that they know who Jesus is. Amen. Woo! I pray this exhortation has blessed you, because it certainly has blessed me on today. I'm thankful, and I appreciate each and every one of you. I want you to know, if this is your birthday month, we celebrate you at the Just For You podcast. I am Elation Radio. All of your accomplishments, all of the things that God is doing in and through your life, we're celebrating that. This is my birthday month. I'm excited that he's kept me thus far, looking for him to keep me throughout the year. So I praise him now. I'm not going to wait till the birthday comes. I'm going to praise him right now because he's worthy to be praised. Maybe you had a baby. Maybe you graduated college. Maybe you overcame some feat that only God through. For that, we give him praise. But then on the other hand, there comes times in our life. Life happens, and it's not so good. Maybe there's been a death. I want to thank you all for praying for my family and praying for others during their time of loss and grief. I want to honor you by saying thank you for lifting us up. It was felt, it is appreciated, and we thank you as a family. The Hodges family thanks you. The Barber family thanks you. Hallelujah, for all that you've done, for the prayers in lifting up our loved one, Annette Barber. God bless you on today. Maybe your loved one has passed on, and maybe you're getting ready to say goodbye. Wherever you are, whatever you do, I want you to know the same grace that God gave our family. I pray that same grace for you. I pray, oh God, for those in need. Hallelujah. Those that say, listen, I don't have a job. Listen, my husband walked off. My children acting up. Listen, I got things going on that can't nobody help me with. I'm here to tell you there is a God that cares. There is a God that loves you, and he's able to meet your need. We're praying and agreeing for it. I want you to know that you can't make it by yourself. Please, please, I ask, I beg of you, check on your family. Check on your neighbors. Check on everybody the Lord puts before your face that you may know that it is well with you. Don't take it for granted. Are they okay? You know, I'll call them tomorrow or this, that, and the other, because tomorrow may never come. Not just it may not come for you. It may not come for them. It may not come in the way you think it would have come, because God unctions the heart for a reason. He puts people on our minds for a reason. And we have to take a moment, take the time to say, I love you. I'm thinking about you. Rectify the wrongs. Don't let the devil trick you today. Rectify the wrongs, because time can be short. Everybody ain't going to die. But listen, it's time to put away foolery. Call them up and say, I'm sorry. Call them up and listen and hear, even if you don't want to hear what they got to say. And let God make it right. Because we need one another. We need one another. The Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away. But this word, this Holy Ghost word, is going to stand forever. That tells me something. We need to make things right with all of our enemies that we can. And if they don't receive it, that's all right. You did what God told you to do. When they laugh at you, they make mockery. I get it all the time. But listen, I'd rather my soul be right while folk playing, thinking they're hurting you, than for me not to be right with him. So let us think about the bigger picture. Let's keep all pastors lifted up. Every person serving, whether you are in a title or not, lift them before the Lord, because we all need him. There's a work to be done before he returns, and he's counting on each and every one of us as believers to do. I want to tell you about some community resources that we have in our area, which is in the St. Louis, Missouri area. I want you to know, if you have a need and there are services, programs, resources, United Way is what we call it here. It's across the country. In our area, we dial 211. They will give you a reference, a referral, and they will give you instructions concerning your situation. Please take advantage of them, especially during this holiday season, and let them know that you need help. There's also the Urban League St. Louis. That's Urban League St. Louis. You can reach them at ulstl.com. They have over 104 years of serving our community with programs and things that they have going on this Saturday, December 17th, between 12 and 3, they will have a food drive as well as passing out PPE items and other things. It will be held at 1408 North Kings Highway, St. Louis, Missouri. For more information, go on their website, that's ulstl.com, to find out more information about their programs, services, and resources. Also, make sure when you go to this food drive that you prepare yourself because of the demand for the wait. Listen, I hear people say it all the time, the long line is just too long. But listen, don't you know every time you get out of line, somebody else get closer to their blessing? Don't miss your blessing because you can't be patient. Take the time. Prepare yourself. Come with a good attitude. Those people are out there slinging boxes, giving things away, and sometimes the first thing they get when you get to the doggone park, you right up there at the door. Here you go. Oh, I had to wait so long. Y'all ain't got this. Y'all ain't. No, no, no. That's the wrong attitude to have. Say, hey, thank you for serving me on today. I appreciate what you've given me. And keep it short that the next man, woman, boy, or girl can get their blessing. And I promise you that line just might get short. Say thank you. I appreciate you. All right? Do that. Also, I want to share with you, if you have a program announcement, something coming up in your area, your church, your community organization, United Community Services will be again praying for and lifting up families. We're coming to the end of the year. We'll be sharing with you what we will be doing, and we want you to pray for us. Pray for every serving organization. At the end of the year, it can get pretty rough. But here's the thing. When it's been in your heart and you've done it all your life, we know that whatever the needs are, God's going to meet them. God just wants us all to do our part. Sometimes it's just sitting there and letting somebody know you love them. Maybe it's making a phone call. Maybe it's taking a gift card. Maybe it's presenting a food basket. Whatever the Lord would tell you to do, I urge you to do it and not think about it, but do it on this year, all right? I need you to know if you have a community announcement, you can reach me at Michelle Wright. That's M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, on Facebook. Or you can send me those announcements at Leading Wright. That's leading like you're leading someone, L-E-A-D as in Don, I-N-G-W-R-I-G-H-T at gmail.com. Also, I want to keep you informed on our Elation family. Please know that Elation Radio is 24/7. You can hear podcasts like this one on Elation Radio. You can also catch the replays on the digital platforms. Look them up. Look under Elation Radio. For instance, for Just For You, you'll look up Elation Radio, and then you'll find Just For You, and you can click on the replays. Also, there is YouTube. Whatever source of whatever platform you're going to go on, be prayerful and thank the Lord. There are people serving. We thank and honor our very own Dr. Kimmy Robinson. All right? I want you to know, thank you, Dr. Kimmy, for having me on live with you and Jerry Rice. I love you, Midnight Hour. Listen, Dr. Kimmy got it going on. I love you so much. Thank you so much for having me as your special guest. Also, to Dr. Jerome A. Butler, thank you for the moment with grace that I was a guest on. Thank you. I don't take it for granted that I'm on these podcasts. I praise God. If you'd like me to be on your podcast, please inbox me or get the information that I've given you that you can contact me. We are always prayerful before we do anything. I thank you. For Elation Radio, we again thank you not only for the Elation honors, but we thank you for your support. Each and every podcast, we want to say thank you. We don't take it for granted that you are with us, all right? The From Ashes to Beauty will be back in January. Please look on Clubhouse to get more information about that. For the Just For You, you can find us here Wednesday. If the Lord says the same, at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Monday, on Facebook Live, you'll find Pastor Donald Wright Jr. and myself for Kingdom Wisdom Weekly, 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listen, thank you for governing yourself, for all of our announcements, for sharing in our exhortation, for praying with us, and being supportive of Elation Radio. We don't take it for granted. Dr. Kimmy Robinson and myself and all of our Elation family, thank you. Until next time, this has been Pastor Michelle Wright. We're going to pray out that the Lord will bless us through the end of this week and thank him for what he's done thus far. Father God, thank you for being with us, leading us, guiding us, protecting us, keeping us through every situation we've been in. Thank you for this hour of this podcast. May you bless it. May you anoint it. May someone hear something they needed to hear. May they move in a way they need to move for you. May we become more sensitive to everybody around us that you may be glorified. Father, would you save on today? Would you heal on today? Would you make it all right for someone who feels they've lost hope? Would you be with a bereaving family? Would you provide for a family in need? Would you give us the strength, oh God, to continue to go through our healing processes, oh God, because you are the divine healer. Would you keep your hand over Dr. Kimmy Robinson, over the Elation Radio and Elation Radio family, God, that we continue to stay close one to another and begin to even do your work the more. We love you, God, and we're thankful to serve. Cover my household, oh God, as you're covering the listeners' household, oh God. Come in and cover me and my husband. Give us wisdom. Give us strength. Give us more power to serve you, oh God. We desire that your perfect will be done. Lord, we lift up every pastor, going out doing your will, those that may not know what to do, and those that are standing in adverse situation. God, let your will be done. Touch on today every pastor as they prepare even the more to serve your people. May servitude be the heart's desire, not fame, not the glory of man, oh God, but to serve you, to serve your people, and that you will be glorified. Lord, we say thank you for the opportunity to serve. And Father, would you take care of our young people? Would you take care of them as they go to and from school? Protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger. Look on our seniors, oh God, that have no one, and those that have a house full of loved ones that come and check on them. Lord, touch the homeless on today. That God, somebody shows love. Somebody brings a meal. Somebody talks to them like they are somebody. God, would you look and have mercy on our neighborhoods, oh God, that our neighbors know we love them, not by what we say, by what we do. May we be used like you, Jesus. May we find peace in your word. May we study to show ourselves approved, and may you be glorified when it's all said and done. Forgive us all of our sins, and we forgive others that we may be forgiven. Have your divine will in one. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, O God. Well, I tell you, I'm going to go on off of here praising him. I thank you. And until next time, this has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright of the Just For You podcast on Elation Radio. God bless you. And thank you, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. Hallelujah. Thank you.
You died on the cross so that I can be free. I'm not the same because of your grace. You are amazing. You are amazing.
I'm overwhelmed by your love. You died on the cross so that I can be free. Nobody who could